conclusion. She was off the books, too. Which begs a question, Elliot said. Like, what the hell is going on? Duffy sat down at the head of the bed again, and I sat down next to her. There was no other place for me to go. She wrestled a pillow out from behind her and shoved it in behind me. It was warm from her body. Nothing much is going on, I said, except all three of us started out 2 weeks ago just like the Keystone Cops.
How?
Elliot said. I made a face. I was obsessed with Quinn. You guys were obsessed with Teresa Daniel. We were all so obsessed, we went right ahead and built a house of cards.
How?
My fault more than yours. Think about it from the very beginning. 11 weeks ago.
11 weeks ago has nothing to do with you. You weren't involved yet.
Tell me exactly what happened. He shrugged, rehearsed it in his mind.
We got word from L.A. that a top boy just bought himself a first-class ticket to Portland, Maine.
I nodded. So you tracked him to his rendezvous with Beck and took pictures of him doing what?
Checking samples, Duffy said. Doing a deal.
In a private parking garage, I said. And as an aside, if it was private enough to get you in trouble with the Fourth Amendment, maybe you should have wondered how Beck got himself in there. She said nothing. Then what?
We looked at Beck, Elliot said. Concluded he was a major importer and a major distributor,
which he most definitely is, I said. And you put Teresa in to nail him.
Off the books, Elliot said.
That's a minor detail.
So what went wrong?
It was a house of cards. He made one tiny error of judgment at the outset. It invalidated everything that came after it.
What was it?
Something that I should have seen a hell of a lot earlier than I did.
What?
Just ask yourself why you can't find a computer trail for the maid.
She was off the books. That's the only explanation.
I shook my head. She was as legal as can be. She was all over the damn books. I found some notes she made. There's no doubt about it. Duffy looked straight at me.
Reacher, what exactly is going on?
Beck has a mechanic, some kind of a technician. For what?
I don't know.
I never even asked myself. I should have. I shouldn't have needed to, actually, because I should have known before I even met the damn mechanic. But I was locked in a groove, just like you were.
What groove?
Beck knew the retail on a Colt Anaconda. He knew how much it weighed. Duke had a Steyr SPP, which is a weird Austrian gun. Angel Doll had a PSM, which is a weird Russian gun. Paulie's got an NSV, probably the only one inside the United States. Beck was obsessed with the fact that we attacked with Uzis, not H&Ks. He knew enough to spec out a Beretta 92FS so it looked just like a regular military M9.
So?
He's not what we thought he was.
So what is he? You just agreed he's definitely a major importer and distributor.
He is.
So?
You looked in the wrong computer. The maid didn't work for the Justice Department. She worked for Treasury.
Secret Service?
I shook my head. ATF. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The room went quiet. Beck isn't a drug dealer. He's a gun runner. The room stayed quiet for a very long time. Duffy looked at Elliot. Elliot looked back at her. Then they both looked at Villanueva. Villanueva looked at me. Then he looked out the window. I waited for the tactical problem to dawn on them. But it didn't. Not right away.
So what was the L.A. guy doing?
Duffy said. Looking at samples. In the Cadillac's trunk. Exactly like you thought, but there were samples of the weapons Beck was dealing. He as good as told me. He said dope dealers were driven by fashion. They like new and fancy things. They change weapons all the time, always looking for the latest thing.
He told you?
I wasn't really listening. I was tired, and it was all mixed in with stuff about sneakers and cars and coats and watches.
Duke went to Treasury, she said, after he was a cop.
I nodded. Beck probably met him on the job. Probably bought him off.
Where does Quinn fit in?
I figure he was running a rival operation. He probably always was, ever since he got out of the hospital in California. He had 6 months to make his plans.
And guns are a much better fit with a guy like Quinn than narcotics. I figure at some point he identified Beck's operation as a takeover target. Maybe he liked the way Beck was mining the dope dealer market. Or maybe he just liked the rug side of the business. It's great cover. So he moved in. He kidnapped Richard 5 years ago to get Beck's signature on the dotted line.
Beck told you the Hartford guys were his customers, Elliot said.
They were, but for their guns, not for their dope. That's why he was puzzled about the Uzis. He had probably just gotten through selling them a whole bunch of HNKs, and now they're using Uzis? He couldn't understand it. He must have thought they had switched suppliers.
We were pretty dumb, Villanueva said.
I was dumber than you. I was amazingly dumb. There was evidence all over the place. Beck isn't rich enough to be a dope dealer. He makes good money, for sure, but he doesn't make millions a week. He noticed the marks I scratched on the cold cylinders. He knew the price and the weight of a laser sight to use on the Beretta he gave me. He put a couple of mint H&Ks in a bag when he needed to take care of some business down in Connecticut, probably pulled them right out of stock. He's got a private collection of Thompson grease guns.
What's the mechanic for?
He gets the guns ready for sale. That's my guess. He tweaks them, adjusts them, checks them out. Some of Beck's customers wouldn't react well to substandard merchandise.
Not the ones we know, Duffy said.
Beck talked about the M16 at dinner. He was conversing about an assault rifle, for God's sake, and he wanted to hear my opinion about Uzis versus H&Ks like he was really fascinated. I thought he was just a gun nerd, you know, but it was actually professional interest. He has computer access to the Glock factory in Deutschwagram in Austria.
Nobody spoke. I closed my eyes, then I opened them again.
There was a smell in the basement room. I should have recognized it. It was the smell of gun oil and cardboard. It's what you get when you stack boxes of new weapons and leave them there for a week or so.
Nobody spoke.
And the prices in the bazaar books? Low, medium, high. Low for ammunition, medium for handguns, high for long guns and exotics.
Duffy was looking at the wall. She was thinking hard.
Okay, Villanueva said. I guess we were all a little dumb.
Duffy looked at him, then she stared at me. The tactical problem was finally dawning on her.
We have no jurisdiction, she said.
Nobody spoke.
This is ATF business, not DEA.
It was an honest mistake, Elliot said.
She shook her head.
I don't mean then, I mean now. We can't be in there. We have to butt out right now, immediately.
I'm not butting out.
You have to. Because we have to. We have to fold our tents and leave, and you can't be in there on your own and unsupported.